Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents A Date with Judy.
Hello?
Hello, Judy. Are you doing anything tonight?
No, I'm not. Not a thing. I just adore seeing you.
That's good. Can you knit?
What?
Knit. You know, with needles.
Why, yes, I can.
Well, swell. Then I'll drop my sweater around at your house at 8.
Drop your sweater?
Uh-huh. Tootsie made it for me. And Barbara burned a hole in it. I've got a date with Gloria tomorrow night, so I'd like you to knit it together again.
That is Judy, folks. Judy Foster, the cutest date in town. Your date with her each Tuesday at the same time is arranged by the makers of Tums, quick relief from acid indigestion. Well, now let's see what's doing at Judy's house. She and her 12-year-old brother, Randolph, are getting ready to go downtown. Mother's talking to them.
Oh, Judy, I hate letting you use the car. I wish you'd use the bus to go downtown.
But, Mother, I absolutely haven't got time. My appointment at the dentist is 10 o'clock, and it's 5 minutes of now.
You could have been ready an hour ago.
Oh, Mother, how could she? She's been busy all morning thinking up an excuse to get out of going to the dentist.
Be quiet, Randolph. Mother, please give me the keys to the car. I simply must dash.
All right, dear. But you've got to have that car home again by 11. I just had a call from the transportation committee of my club. I'm picking up some soldiers and driving them out to the camp, and I can't keep them waiting. So, mind you, you dash that car back on time.
Maybe I oughtn't go to the dentist at all today.
You certainly are going. Here are the car keys. And don't use up a lot of gas looking for a parking place. Just put the car in the first parking lot you see.
All right, Mother.
You just barely have enough gas to get the soldiers out to the camp and back as it is.
Bye, Mother. Come on, Randolph.
Well, what's he going along for?
I gotta go downtown and price a baseball glove.
Price a baseball glove?
Yeah. I'm on the estimating committee of the Poplar Street baseball team. And I gotta give the team an estimate on a glove.
Well, that team certainly doesn't ever rush into anything, does it?
With only 43 cents in the treasury, you've got to use caution.
Oh, come on, Randolph. The first thing you know, the dentist will think I'm not coming and give my appointment to somebody else.
You hope.
Now, remember, be back here at 11 with a car. Oh, and Judy.
Yes, Mother?
Please stop at the butcher's on the way back and get some lamb chops.
All right.
Here are the ration books, and be mighty careful of them.
Yes, Mother.
No, don't put them in your purse, dear. Now you lose things out of your purse.
Well, where'll I put them?
Well, leave them in the car. And don't forget to lock the car when you get out of it.
Well, here we are, Randolph. Gee, we were lucky to find a parking place, weren't we?
Would you mind donating to the Poplar Street baseball team the 2 bits you save by not having to go in a parking lot?
I certainly would mind. Come on, Randolph, get out of the car.
Okay. There.
Well, shut the door. I can't understand why Mother always worries about me forgetting things. There, lock the door.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I think these automatic locks are wonderful. You don't need to bother with keys. Come on, Randolph, let's go.
Wait a minute. I think you made a grave mistake locking that door.
Don't be silly. Mother told me to lock it.
Yeah, but she didn't tell you to lock it with the motor running.
Jeepers. Did I leave the motor running?
That isn't the train to Cleveland you're hearing.
Oh. Well, it's perfectly simple. I'll just take the keys and unlock the door. Perfectly simple.
What's perfectly simple about unlocking the door with keys that are inside the car?
Oh, gee. Did I leave the keys inside the car?
Those are Mother's earrings you see dangling there in the dashboard.
Oh, caterpillars. And the ration books are locked inside.
Tonight's dinner should be very interesting.
What'll I do?
Well, we could break a window.
Don't be silly. Father'd be absolutely furious if we broke a window.
And Mother'll be absolutely furious if we don't.
Oh, there must be some way to get the inside of the car.
Well, we could cut a hole in the roof.
Oh.
Or we could take out the machinery and worm our way up through the bottom.
Randolph, please be practical. This is terrible. The dentist is waiting for me, and we're using up an awful lot of gas leaving the car running.
I don't suppose there'd be any spare keys to the car, would they?
Of course there are. Oh, Randolph, that's an utterly terrific idea. Father always carries the spare keys in his pocket.
Now all we have to do is find Father.
Thanks. There must be some way to get the keys from Father without him knowing what we want them for.
Sure. We could hire somebody to pick his pockets.
Oh, Randolph, be sensible. This is a crisis. Oh, look, Randolph, there's Oogie Pringle.
And his deluxe model 1912 rattle truck.
Oh, Randolph, maybe I can get him to help us. Oh, Oogie, stop! Stop your car!
Hiya, Judy.
Oh, Oogie, I'm so glad to see you.
Judy, I didn't know you felt that way about me.
What? Oh! Oh, I do. I've been utterly gaga about you for utterly ages.
Oh, gee, I think it's just wonderful of you, Judy. Coming right out with it right in the middle of State Street like this.
Yeah, double parked and everything.
I just couldn't keep it from you any longer, Oogie. I just had to say it this very minute.
Even if it is blocking traffic.
Oogie, would you mind doing me a slight favor?
Of course not, Judy. I'd be glad to.
Well, that's fine, because I'm in the most terrible predicament. I've locked my car with a motor running.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. But it's nothing serious, because there's a simple way out.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Now, all we have to do, Oogie, is take your car and drive out to Father's factory so we can get the spare keys to open our car. Hello, Miss Watson.
Oh, well, look who's here, Judy and Randolph.
Hiya.
And this is Mr. Oogie Pringle.
Hello.
Hello there.
Miss Watson, I'd like to speak to my father.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. He just went out.
Went out? Where'd he go?
Well, he went to look at a factory site about 50 miles from here.
Oh, Caterpillar, that's awful. When'll he be back?
Well, not until about 6 o'clock this evening, I'm afraid.
6 o'clock?
Miss Watson, would you happen to know if he had his keys with him?
Keys?
You know, the usual collection.
Well, when he left, he was jingling as much as ever, if that's what you mean.
Oh, Jesus. By 6 o'clock tonight, our car is going to have used up an awful lot of fuel.
By 6 o'clock tonight, our car will use up all the fuel in its system.
Oh, gee. Do you think Mother will be mad at us?
Why, no, Judy. By 6 o'clock tonight, she will have used up all the fuel in her system, too.
The kids seem to be in quite a predicament, even for them. But before things get any worse, I have a message for you. When you suffer a spell of acid indigestion, it's just common sense to go after relief right away to avoid any unnecessary suffering. So be wise. Take Tums and know what it is to get almost instant relief from heartburn and indigestion due to excess gastric acidity. You'll find that Tums help that sour, fussy stomach feel peaceful and comfortable again in just a jiffy. And Tums are so pleasant and easy to take, there's nothing to mix. You don't even need water. Just slip one or two Tums in your mouth as you would candy mints and get relief from the acid indigestion quickly. Ask at any drugstore now for Tums for the tummy, only 10 cents a roll. And now back to A Date with Judy. Well, Judy has locked the family car, leaving the keys inside and with a motor still running. Father, who carried the spare keys, has gone out of town. He won't be back till evening. Meanwhile, Mother, in blissful ignorance, is waiting for Judy to bring the car back to the house. We pick up Judy and Randolph in Oogie Pringle's jalopy after a futile visit to Father's factory.
I wonder if the dentist is still waiting for me.
I wonder if the motor is still running.
There's our car, still in the same place.
Now, that doesn't strike me as odd.
Pull up beside it, Oogie.
Okay. Do you think it'll matter if I double park like this?
Of course not, Oogie. Who cares?
I guess nobody. Well, come on.
Yep. Motor's still running.
Oogie, you've simply got to think of something brainy to do about this.
Well, we could break a window or cut a hole in the top.
No, we've gone through all that, Oogie. You've got to think of something else brainy.
Hey, I've got it.
You have?
Yes. All we've got to do is simply raise the hood and shut off the motor from the inside.
That sounds charming. Except that the hood locks automatically. When the door's locked, so's the hood.
Yeah? Jeepers.
What time is it, Randolph?
11:15.
Oh, gee. Then I guess I won't get the car back to Mother by 11.
No, you won't.
Say, you.
Were you addressing us, sir?
Yep. This car belongs to you, kids?
Well, it sort of does. That is, it belongs to our parents.
Well, I've been standing here in front of the drugstore, and a cop came along. said he was going to give you a ticket.
He did?
Yep. Thought you'd like to know.
Oh, we just love to know.
Oh, gee, Mother won't like this.
Or Father.
Cop was mighty sore. Said it was a crime burning up gas like that in times like these.
Oh, I know it is, but we're not doing it on purpose.
Cop said there wasn't any excuse for this kind of thing.
Where did he go? The cop, I mean.
Went in the drugstore for a cold drink.
Cold drink?
Yep. Said he was so mad he had to cool off somehow. Oh, well, here he comes now.
Gee. He doesn't look as if that drink was very cold.
Well, so there you are. Well, mighty nice to see you back. Which one of you was driving this car here?
I was.
Got a license?
Oh, yes, sir.
Where is it?
In the car.
Okay, that'll cost you $2.
It will?
Now, wait till I write this down. $2 for not carrying license on person.
$2? Oh, jeepers.
That's just the first item. Now, overtime parking, $2 more.
Overtime parking?
There's a one-hour parking sign right over your head.
There is?
There is. And now there's the little matter of parking in front of a fire hydrant.
My goodness, is that a fire hydrant?
There ain't no hitching post.
I didn't see it. Really, I didn't.
Now, don't interrupt me. Wait till I write this down. $5 for parking in front of a fire hydrant.
$5?
Isn't that a little high?
I'm giving you the regular standard price.
Don't you sort of knock a little off for wholesale?
All our prices are retail. And now about leaving the motor running like this. That takes a little figuring.
Oh, officer, please figure it over very carefully. It's going to be a little upsetting to my parents.
Well, they don't have anything on me. I'm upset, too.
Officer, I feel I ought to say something in defense of my friend, Miss Foster. This has all been a sort of unfortunate accident.
Hey! Whose car is that double parked alongside of this one?
Why, it's mine.
Well, so you want to say something in defense of Miss Foster, do you? Well, what do you got to say in defense of yourself?
Well, I...
Nothing, I see. Well, young man, do you know there's a law in this town against double parking?
Well, yes, but I...
I hope you know what the fine is for double parking.
Well, no, I don't...
$3. Now tell me, kid, shall I put it all on one bill, or do you want separate checks?
Half past 11, and no sun ever. Doggone.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Dr. Wilson?
Yes, it is.
Well, this is Mrs. Foster, Dr. Wilson. Is Judy still there?
No, she isn't. As a matter of fact, she hasn't even been here.
She hasn't?
No, and frankly, Mrs. Foster, I would prefer that she find another dentist. This is the third appointment she's broken.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Doctor, but... Well, for the love of heaven, he's hung up. Where is that young lady? Oh, I do hope that... Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Foster?
Yes.
For goodness sakes, are you still at home?
Well, yes, I am. Who is this?
This is Mrs. Clendenning. Mrs. Foster, those soldiers have been waiting for you for a half an hour.
Oh, I know. It's simply dreadful. But my daughter, Judy, hasn't come back with a car, and I...
Mrs. Foster, if this is the way you're going to take your responsibilities, I'll just have to ask you to resign from the Transportation Committee.
Now, don't worry, Mrs. Clendenning. I'll borrow a car from Mr. Schlutthammer next door, and I'll be right down.
Well, all right, but you'd better hurry.
Oh, I will, Mrs. Clendenning. I certainly will.
Oh, good. Great.
Oh, jeepers. Father's going to die when he hears about these traffic tickets.
Well, kids, that's the sum total. Guess that fixes you up.
Yes, it certainly does.
I can't think of anything else.
You can't? Not even if you try?
Well, I guess that'll be all. Goodbye. I'll be seeing you in court.
Well, goodbye, and thank you very much. I've enjoyed the whole thing thoroughly.
And who are you?
Oh, he's just an innocent bystander.
Yes, I've been standing here listening. Mighty interesting.
Okay, well, get that motor stopped as quick as you can. So long.
I wonder what we ought to do. Call a mechanic from a garage?
I guess you better, Judy.
Oh, you needn't to do that. I'm a mechanic of sorts myself. I'll be glad to take care of the matter for you.
You will?
Well, how are you going to stop it, mister?
Well, young man, I'll tell you. All you've got to do is stuff a little cotton in the exhaust pipe. Chokes her off.
Oh, how How wonderful. Where'll we get some cotton?
Handkerchief will do.
Well, here's mine. But be careful of it. It's a 50-center.
All come out in the wash. Now. You see? Nothing to it.
Well, isn't that ducky?
Yes, isn't it? Mister. Do you mean you've been standing here this whole time knowing the solution to this problem, and you didn't do anything about it till now?
Well, I didn't think about it till now.
You didn't think about it till now?
No, I'm a slow thinker.
But you've been standing there. You were standing there even before we got back. You certainly had enough time to think.
Well, I was working on it.
Well, what's the use arguing? The motor's off. Now what'll we do?
I guess there's nothing to do.
Gee, Judy, I'm sorry.
I know, Oogie.
Well, the keys are still locked in the car, so I guess we'll just have to leave it till Father gets home tonight with the spare keys.
Randolph, do you realize if we leave the car here till Father gets home tonight, we'll be parked overtime even more than we are already?
That's the risk you've got to run.
I don't think that cop will bother you anymore. I think he shot his bolt.
Do you really?
Yep. He's giving you the works. He won't bother with anything more.
Well, that's a relief.
Of course, some other cop will probably come along.
Hardly seems possible that anything more can happen, but we'll see in just a moment. In the meantime, a word of advice. Whenever you suffer from acid indigestion, don't temporize, don't fool around. Take Tums at once, for they relieve heartburn, acid pain, and that uncomfortable full feeling fast. And Tums contain no bicarbonate of soda, no baking soda. They relieve indigestion due to excess gastric acidity in a different way entirely, a modern, up-to-date way. Tums aren't suggested to you as a cure-all, good for a half dozen different things. Tums are sound, scientific medication compounded for one thing and one thing only, the speedy, pleasant relief of acid indigestion. They're easy to take, too, nothing to mix or stir. You don't even need water. The moment acid indigestion hits you, slip one or two Tums in your mouth as you would candy mints for prompt relief. Tonight, or first thing tomorrow morning, ask your druggist for Tums for the tummy, only 10 cents a roll. And carry them with you all the time. And now back to A Date with Judy. Well, Judy's been the recipient of a large number of police tags due to an unfortunate occurrence when she locked the family car, leaving the keys inside and the motor running. Judy and Randolph have gone home, and meanwhile, Mother has had to borrow a car from her neighbor, Mr. Schlutzhammer.
I hate lending you this car, Mrs. Foster. You know what I think of women drivers.
Yes, but it's simply imperative I use it. 5 soldiers are waiting, and I...
Well, all right, but the brakes aren't working too good.
I'll be very careful.
Oh, and watch that door. It flies open sometimes.
I watch it.
And look out for the steering wheel. It's kind of tricky.
All right, Mr. Schlutzhammer. Goodbye.
I'll watch you out of the driveway. It's kind of tricky, too.
Don't worry about a thing.
And don't forget about those brakes.
I won't.
Hey, look out! Mrs. Foster, look out! That truck! You doggone it, I told her to look out. Mrs. Foster, are you all right?
Yes, but isn't this awful?
Well, you certainly made a nice mess out of my car.
Oh, Mr. Schlutzhammer.
Well, we're home.
I wonder where Mother is. Mother! Mother!
Guess she got tired waiting for us and left.
Oh, Randolph, how are we ever going to break the news to her?
I don't know. Judy, as we came in, did you notice that accident up the street?
Oh, no, Randolph. Hope nobody got hurt. Now, who's that?
Why don't you find out?
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Foster. Are you still at home?
No, I'm not.
What?
I mean, I'm at home, but Mrs. Foster isn't. This is her daughter, Judy, speaking.
Oh, well, this is Mrs. Clendenning. Judy, you can tell your mother not to bother. I've sent the soldiers out to the camp with somebody else.
All right, I'll tell her.
And another thing, my husband just phoned me. He's one of the members of the ration board.
He is?
A report just came in that your car was seen on State Street with nobody in it, and the motor running on and on for about an hour.
Is that so?
Your mother told me you were using the car this morning, Judy.
Yes, I was.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself wasting gas like that.
Oh, I know, Mrs. Clendenning. I feel simply terrible about it.
Rest assured that the Russian board will take firm steps regarding this matter.
Very firm steps?
Very. I wouldn't be surprised if they cut your father's gas points down to the bone.
To the bone?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, Randolph. This has been absolutely the most devastating day in my whole life. Oh, hello, Mother dear.
Well, so you finally got home.
Yes, we did.
Oh, Mother, I'm just terribly sorry. But the strangest thing happened to me.
A rather peculiar little thing.
Judy, do you realize the inconvenience you caused me? And not only that, would you like to know what the result of all this has been?
Well, we've seen quite a few of the results.
I didn't do it on purpose, Mother. It was just a, well, an accident.
Don't talk to me about accidents. I've had enough of accidents for one day.
Speaking of not talking about accidents, did you happen to see the one up the street, Mother?
See it? I was in it.
You were?
I certainly was. And if you had had our car back here when you said you would, it wouldn't have happened.
Oh, Mother.
Judy, you realize what it's going to cost me to fix up Mr. Schlutzhammer's car?
Cost you?
I wrecked it, didn't I? Now I have to pay for it. The garage says it'll cost $76 to fix it.
This has been kind of an expensive day, hasn't it?
It certainly has. Wait till your father hears about it. Just wait until he gets that bill.
Well, if you don't give it to him so quickly, he may get used to bills by the time you give it to him.
What do you mean?
Well, Mother, we've been given a few little police tickets.
Police tickets?
Mm-hmm. And, well, Randolph's right. If we just give Father one at a time, starting with the little $2 ones, and work him up gradually, he might get so used to paying bills that by the time he gets the bill for Mr. Schlutzhammer's car, he, well, just won't mean a thing to him.
Just a minute. Would you mind if I lie down on the sofa?
Oh, not at all. You go right ahead, Mother.
Thanks. Now, please start at the beginning.
Oh, jeepers. I wonder what the latest bad news is. Hello?
Hello, Judy.
Yes?
This is Miss Watson, dear.
Oh?
We just had a long-distance call from your father.
You did?
Yes, he must have some important papers. We've got to get them to him immediately.
Well, where is he?
He's still 50 miles away at that factory site.
Oh, goopers.
He says these papers are vitally important.
Well, where are they?
He says he left them in your car.
Oh, no.
Women?
Well, tell us, what happened, Randolph?
Did everything come out all right?
Oh, your worries are over. We got the papers out of the car, and Noogie took the cards off to meet Father.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know, Mother, it would have saved me a very upsetting day if I'd known the spare keys to the car were here in the house all the time.
Well, now all we have to worry about is telling Father about all our police tickets, and about Mr. Schlutzhammer's car, of course.
You know, Judy, I've been thinking things over. Is there any reason why your father has to know about any of this at all?
Well, no very good reason, except that it's usually his custom to pay the bills.
Yes, but he doesn't have to pay the bills this time. I've decided to pay everything myself. Luckily, I have $100.
You have?
Yes, I've been saving it out of my housekeeping money.
And you'll pay everything?
Police tickets and all?
Mm-hmm, everything. And if you won't say anything to Father about Mr. Schlutzhammer's car, I won't say anything to him about the police ticket.
Mother, you're the most understanding mother a girl ever had for a mother.
Say, Mother, you won't need the whole $100 for today's mess.
No, that's right. 76 plus 9 equals 80. The whole caboodle comes to exactly $85.
Oh?
So you see, you save $15.
Well, we'll hear more from the Fosters in a moment. Before we do, I should like to caution you that acid indigestion often strikes when you least expect it and when you're least prepared to deal with it. That's why it's just common sense to carry a handy roll of Tums with you all the time, wherever you go. For Tums quickly relieve indigestion due to excess gastric acidity. Tums put down the heartburn, the acid pain, and the uncomfortable full feeling almost at once. And yet Tums contain no bicarbonate of soda, no baking soda. They're modern, up-to-date medication for acid indigestion and contain nothing to upset or overburden the system. And you can take Tums anywhere, anytime, without fuss or bother, whenever acid indigestion strikes. There's nothing to mix or stir. You don't even need water. Take one or two Tums as you would candy mints and relieve that upset acid stomach in a hurry. Ask your druggist tonight for Tums for the tummy. Only 10 cents a roll or the handy three-roll package for a quarter. But be sure you get Tums, T-U-M-S. There are many imitations of Tums, but no substitute for them. And now let's see if things are getting any better at the Fosters.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello. Oh? Oh. Oh. Well, all right. Bye.
Judy, who is that?
Oogie. He called from a garage.
Oh, he did? Well, what did he want?
$15.
$15?
Yes. It seems that when the ignition in our car is on for a long time, like it was this afternoon, well, the battery runs down.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
Of course. The new battery doesn't come to quite $15. It only comes to $14.50.
Mm. Oh, that's a break. And I know just what we can do with the 50 cents left over.
What?
Buy a bottle of aspirin.
Yes, we could split it three ways.
You know, friends, nobody likes to pay taxes. But during these war years, to be a taxpayer is a privilege. Your tax dollars are helping to pay for the war, helping to arm and equip our fighting men. Now, income taxes are the fairest means Uncle Sam has to ask you to support the war effort. For this tax is levied according to your salary or wages, according to your ability to pay. Now, March 15th isn't very far away. You'll be required then to file your income tax return for last year's earnings. I think we all know the rules, but I'll repeat them. All single persons whose gross income was $500 or more in 1943 must file this return. Every husband or wife whose individual gross income was $624 or more, and every husband or wife whose combined gross incomes were $1,200 or more. Now, even though part of your pay has been withheld by your employer for tax purposes, you must still file a return by March 15th. If you've not received an income tax form through the mail, write to your local collector of internal revenue at once. Now, many banks also have these forms. And if you feel you need help in making out your form, you may obtain assistance at the office of the collector of internal revenue. Feel free to call upon them. Now, get your return in early. Mail it today if you possibly can. A Date with Judy is written by Arlene Leslie and it stars Louise Erickson. Dix Davis, who is usually heard in the part of Randolph, unfortunately, is still confined to his home with the mumps. But we're glad to hear that he'll be back with us again next Tuesday. We're very grateful to Tommy Cook for taking his place. Original music is composed and conducted by Tommy Peluso. The program was produced and directed by Helen Mack. This is Art Baker inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday at the same time to keep your date with Judy. Chaperoned by Tums, quick relief from acid indigestion. Get a roll tonight, 10 cents at all drugstores.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.